Hi, everybody. Well, happy Friday. And the date today is the 16th of February, 2018. So we'll clear the date for everyone. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That doesn't feel too bad. And bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. So giving you peace energy to the light beam, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation, a condition, something going on in your life where the timeline is bugging you, we'll see if we can get you off that one timeline that you're looking at. And here we go. This will give you some type of satisfaction. And then naturally, you may want to go into due timeline crashing on that if there's a lot more heavy energy with you. So here we go. Think of that condition, situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right. We'll see if Ann is ready to go here. So, Ann, are you out there?
I am, Ron. I am out there and in here and ready to go. So welcome, everyone, and welcome, Ron. It is the Friday night paranormal BBS radio show. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron, who's been speaking. And as always, you're in for a treat of some wonderful discussions and healings tonight. So we're glad you're listening. And we have a lot of things to go over, including, I'll just mention quickly, if you're not aware, and we'll talk more about this during the show, tomorrow, Ron is doing one of his very special in-person, over-the-phone in-person healing calls. And it's at starts at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday. It's a skeleton healing call. And you can still sign up, of course, to join the call. There's another one the following Saturday. So the two calls together are a charge of $40. And that is a very a generous low price for the amount of incredible healing that gets done through Ron on Creation Lightship for us. And oh, I will start with just one simple question, Ron. A couple of people have been asking. It says on the flyer to have 5 water bottles ready, and there a couple of people have asked actually how big can they go to? Can they be a gallon? Should they be a gallon or less? Do you have some guidelines there?
Well, the water will last for tomorrow. So it depends, you know, what time zone you're in. And it's mainly for the call, but, you know, if the call ends and you have water left over, then you can drink it. So I would suggest maybe half a gallon probably, but you could get a gallon if you want. But after midnight, it won't be charged up and activated. So that's kind of up to you.
Okay. Okay. So, as I said, Friday we try to make paranormal night, and sure enough, we have some paranormal stories that people have sent in. Oh, that's what I forgot to say. Please send in anything you'd like to share that's paranormal that may have happened to you. You can send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can go to the link that takes you to the Weebly Fast Chat page on the BBS radio station page and send us a message. And those both come into the email, and I'll get those actually while the show is on tonight, or you can send them anytime. And so people have sent in some emails, and I thought I'd start with a very interesting one. Okay. On February 14th, this past Wednesday, 2018, in a meeting at my office, 4 different businessmen from different cities in my state came into my office. Here is a description of these 4 men. Height, 10 and a half feet tall, wow. Blue eyes and dark hair, slim and so good-looking they were almost pretty. Extremely friendly, constantly smiling, they looked almost identical. The next thing that happened, after returning from lunch separately, they each brought me a cookie and a bag of chips. This was strange. Later, after they left, I asked my boss about their similarities and the way they acted and looked. I was told that this is the new type of male that businesses across the U.S. are hiring, and I will see more of this type. So I think it is important to stay in peace, as I do not know what or who is going to walk through the door next. And always, Ron, thank you for everything you do.
10.5 feet, maybe that's a typo, but wow. But yeah, that could be a typo. Maybe they're 6.5 feet. Yeah, sounds like the clone replicas came in. Remember, when the clones first hit here in, let's just say, 2013, the males and the females were perfect specimens of a human. So they were all, you know, the proper weight, we'll say. Nobody was really, really thin or extra heavy. They were like showing off the perfect model that the alien races could do. And they were all, like the women were maybe all gorgeous, and the men may have been all handsome looking, you know. It sounds like they all had the same program to me from different locations. So that's a good validation that they're here. So I would just kind of be putting your feelers out when they do come in and just see if they start asking for the same data from you and what they're looking for. And I don't know if I'd eat the cookie or the chips. You know, if it's, you know, you don't know, maybe it's from Mars, you know, get a Mars bar, you know, for your candy bar, you know. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Ann. Would you want to eat that stuff?
No. No, that would not be appealing at all. And the other thing, though, that I just wanted to comment upon that's almost as creepy as the whole story is that her boss would say, yes, this is the new type of businessman, and, you know, you better get used to seeing people like that. So what's he in on?
Yeah, right. Maybe they're all Fuller Brush. Remember the old days? Fuller Brush salesmen, you know?
Yes.
And then the women would be the Avon.
Right.
You know, the Avon calling or something, you know?
Right. Well,
knock, Avon. So anyway.
Well, there was almost an edge of, you know, conspiracy type thing going on there with the boss making that comment. But and I guess, as the listener said, all we can do in situations like that, or any situation, is stay peaceful, keep doing our healings, and stay peaceful.
Yeah, that's
okay. You ready for another kind of creepy one?
Yeah, I'm ready for another creepy one. Go
okay.
Ahead. Well, it's not a creepy crawler. We don't want to get those on us.
Okay. Hi, Ron. 2 weeks ago, I had company. I told them I was pain-free from doing the creation lightship clearings. And after a lifetime of searching, I found what I was looking for. Before this person left, she came up behind me and touched my left shoulder. I did not see it coming. I got the chills. I did many creation lightship clearings after they left, entity removal, alien attack, ripped the cords off me, even did the 24-hour body rejuvenation. So this week, I developed a strange pain on my left shoulder and down my arms. Was I hooked up to something? Thanks for your input. I have no idea where this is coming from. But next time they want to spend the night, I will have a different answer. Also, this person knew I was not touching people anymore. And then the listener wrote in again to say they did do the dark side practitioner clearing. Let me just see here. For a week, and curses, hexes, and spells, did the Tuesday night courting release and be here now on her, but could not get her out of my head. Just now remember she told me once she thought she was an alien after she listened to Coast to Coast radio, a Coast to Coast radio show 10 years ago. Was she correct? This person has been in and out of my life for 45 years. Thanks. Wow. I want this thing on my shoulder and now arm and neck gone.
Okay, I'll take that off of you. So if you're listening, here we go. So if anybody else had that energy on you or somebody snuck up on you, we'll take that off. So here we go. Are you guys ready? Might get some chills here. Some people have what looks like a corkscrew in them. So here we go. We're going to unravel, untwist that corkscrew. There we go. I'm doing it now. And I got to go the other direction with it. There we go. And one more time the other way. And there it is. It's out. So see if that helped you. And, yeah, the person could be alien handler. We used to have that a lot happen to us when we were back in New York at the expo. The practitioners would sneak up behind us. There were two of them. And one was male, one was female, and they'd come up to you, and without you knowing it, they would tap you on your left shoulder, probably because you're standing, maybe facing one direction, with your back to them, and they just kind of walk up to you and give you a really slight tap that you would normally not feel, it wouldn't be a real heavy one, and then they'd say, "Oh, how are you today?" And then you. Well, one guy actually would go off and you'd hear him do some mumble-jumble about two footsteps later, speaking in some type of foreign language, alien language or something. And that's what they would normally do because they wanted to control you and do their own spells on you. So we caught on to that really quick. But that hasn't happened, for probably maybe, a few years now. But, yeah. You want to be very careful because that's how they get you. And you don't know what's in the body. It could even be somebody that you see all the time and a shapeshifter could come in and they could make, that movement to touch your shoulder or to even brush into you lightly. And then I just got slimed. So, anyway, so... If somebody did brush against you, I'll take that away, too. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, that should help you. And I'll talk about the expo. There was a gentleman that came to see me, and he somehow had a problem where if he moved his, I think it was his right hand, if it was like the palm, like facing the body, it was fine. But if he started to turn his hand so that it would start to go down, say, to the ground, and he's turning it, from right to left, we'll say, his hand would just start to shake and would shake about an inch. And as he backed it up again, so it was even with the body, we'll say, like facing him in a sense, with the palm, say, parallel to the ground, it would be fine. So at the workshop... No, it was actually a lecture that I had, I believe. He came to it, and I made everybody real. And then I saw him just outside the door, and I asked how he's doing with that. And he showed it to me, and I would say 80% of the shakes went away. Well, I never told the people not to hug anybody. Well, sure enough, he hugged somebody, and he hugged two people. And he thought it was really innocent because it's a thing you do naturally, right? Turned his hand and it was shaking like crazy again. I said, well, they just took away your healing. Got sucked right out of you, basically. I probably didn't say that, but I said, you know, that's what the darkness does. So I think he maybe found, he got it because he saw his hand much better. And then naturally when he hugged a couple of ladies, who knows what was in their bodies, you know, that's what happened. Or, you know, something was in there and they wanted to steal the healing from him to take away the light. So I guess back to you, and we'll see what else we have. If we have any other creepy things happening.
Well, yeah, it's a tough one. And I think most people who are familiar with your work and do healings do not want to be touched. But sometimes people are like this story. They're just persistent, and you don't hug them, you don't shake their hands, and they find some way to touch you. So it's a constant battle. And I'm not sure if this listener mentioned in her email about the alien attack page, which is helpful if you're in a situation where you wonder what got into me. It's probably parasites or some alien energy, right?
Yep, you never know.
Okay. All right. I'll move on to another email here.
Yeah, yeah. And you may not know what got into you, but you know you got something in you, you know? So, you know, the proof's in the pudding. I guess you'd call it that. So back to you.
Right, right. Okay. I was blown away, punched in the gullet, as it were, by Ron's recorded show last week about the light of the darkness. I saw so clearly the deceit and how I have been duped. It was very powerful. In particular, I felt the false prophet, you might say, energy of Jesus and Archangel Michael. I have plugged into somewhat desperately tried to pray and channel, etc., my whole life until meeting Ron. I felt some energies leave my body, a big relief. Thank you so much, Ron. The light doesn't give you anything to worship, as Ron said. I felt how I gave my power, my soul away out of fear of being lost, and my pain, confusion, and anguish at the human condition.
Yeah, boy. I want to do a clearing for people. This I did in L.A. I might do one, maybe have a call for it. If people request this, we can do it maybe in one day. Or this will still work on the archives. So I'm at the booth, and these two men came up to me, and they're kind of talking, and they were, I guess I'll use the word Hispanic, brown skin, and they both had tattoos, but the one had them on his arm, so they were really there, and I said, you want me to take the pain away from you from having your tattoos on your arm? So he looked at me, and he goes, yeah. So I started working on his one arm, and I'll do this right now for people listening, in case you have a tattoo. Then I'll just describe what happened. So he had it on his one arm, and I think it went through his whole arm, you know, from the wrist up to the top of his shoulder, I believe. And then I did the other arm, and I kind of shuddered a little bit because the pain was off, and he was really surprised. And then I said, do you have any other tattoos? And he goes, yeah, I have a tattoo on my chest. So I worked with his chest, then I worked with his back. And then his buddy was there, and he had, I think, one on each arm, too. I could only see part of it on his right arm. But anyway, so if you have a tattoo, we'll just do the same thing for you right now. And this will work on the archives three times. So you might take note about where we are at the show here. Oh, you may want to hear the whole thing anyway. So we're like 23 after what I have. So here we go. So we'll just work. I'll work with your left arm first, if that's a possibility for you. So here we go, clearing off this energy. And so left arm, there we go. Yeah, there's people out there who have this. Okay, and do the right arm. There we go. And I'll do your chest. And there we go. And back. There we go. And then, you know, some women have little tattoos on their legs and stuff and ankles. And I guess also people could have a lot of tattoos on their calves. I've been seeing that quite a bit now. So here we go. So we'll do your whole left leg here, releasing that energy. Okay, that's great. And the right leg. There we go. And good. Maybe I'll do a neck in case we have something. Maybe neck and face. I don't know who's listening here. I did see somebody, you know, probably 20 years ago up in Portland, Oregon, and he had a tattoo on his whole face, kind of looking like a wolf in a sense. So here we go, working with you there. I'll just count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So this is just to release the pain that you received, you know, from having a tattoo. Okay, everybody, there we go. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. I do not have any tattoos, but that made my skin feel really good. So I feel like I sort of had something released there, even though I don't have tattoos. Maybe I had tattoos in a past life or something.
Yeah, and it could also be with a soul family, too, maybe, you know, soul family member. And remember, your soul family is like a mass mind consciousness, which means that if somebody in your soul family had a tattoo, then you're sharing that experience, even though you may not have one. So we'll just see if we have any comments on that, how you feel now, because you should feel wonderful, you know, getting rid of the pain energy. So back to you.
Yes, Ron, and that's terrific that I can already think of someone I'll suggest listen to this show if they aren't listening tonight live, that they can get that on that healing on the archive. Thank you very much for that. Okay, so on the previous healing you did, someone wrote, I felt that corkscrew come out. Was it just one? Many people brush up against me or tap me in a day. That alone gives me the shivers.
Yeah, it's hard to say if you have, you know, more than one of those or not, but I don't know.
And the person who sent the message in about their friend who touched them and you they based their healing on that story, wrote in, thank you so much. I felt that corkscrew all the way down into my solar plexus. Wow. So that's good.
Yeah, that's why we have a paranormal show, you know.
Right.
Because it's tough, you know, you know, when you start seeing what's happening to people here, you know, it's kind of beyond words. You know, once you start realizing what can happen and maybe even go wrong, you know. So anyway, got to get some remedies here for the unseen reality. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. And someone, we just brought up the alien attack page, which we talk about a lot on these shows. It's only $30 for a month and gets rid of a lot of things that aren't supposed to be in, on, or around you. So here's a great question about it. Can I use the Eliminating Alien Attack page for objects like my bed or house?
That's a good question. Normally, the Alien Attack page is designed for you, you know, a human, to get aliens off of you. So I don't know if it would be appropriate to, you know, do for a house, because the house is not a living a being like yourself, even though it has energy. I don't think your house would be under alien attack. They would be coming to you in the house, but not the house itself. So back to you.
Okay. I thought that was a good idea, but I understand that that probably wouldn't work. Now I'm trying to find someone. Here we go. Someone wrote in about the space clearing. So it's actually the same listener. I ran the space clearing about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I have never actually loved my space until now. I don't understand how not clearing energetic bodies like my trauma body or other ones can contaminate my space again. So how could the prehistoric animals I cleared come back? The space still feels 100% clear to me and 100% in the light. Love it. So I guess that's true. So many of the things you get to clear on the space clearing, they're probably gone forever, right? Like prehistoric animals from
yeah,
the area.
I would assume that'd be correct.
Yeah, it's a very wonderful clearing that you can spend a week doing. I believe it's only $10, so I really recommend it. And obviously this person liked it very much also. So that's
yeah, what I was thinking with the tattoo clearing, you don't know what the mindset is or who the person is at the time that they're giving you the tattoo and what's in the inks, et cetera. So maybe we could do something on another show if we have some people that may want to go further with this here. I'm just kind of throwing that out because you could be courted to the tattoo practitioner wanting to have more tattoos put on. So, you know, it could go, you know, all different directions here, but I was initially just getting rid of the pain, but it may go a lot deeper than that. So back to you. It might be an addiction thing that maybe the person is giving you to have more tattoos. I don't know. But, when I was growing up, it was a long, long time ago, we'll say, and the only people that I really saw tattoos on were people who were in World War II, mainly sailors. And then, there was a few women that had like little butterflies put on their legs or something as I was growing up, out of high school and college. And then I guess a couple of generations after that, tattoos became very popular, at least maybe in the last 10 years. So I'm kind of out of that age group. So as you're listening to me, I may be talking like I don't know what it's about, because you have one or something, But we could figure out something, maybe even put a clearing online for that. I don't know. But we'll just see what we get for people with questions and, I don't know how far or how deep this would go. So anyway, back to you. And then what do you do when you have a tattoo that you don't like, But anyway, I won't go into that. So, you have your ex's name on you with a heart or something, So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Right. Well, I chatted with a doctor who part of his practice was taking away tattoos, and I asked him, does it always work? And he said every tattoo has not everyone, but they all have like different inks, different depths they went into people's skin, how long they've been on, all these different factors. And so he said, no, unfortunately, there are quite a few that never come off. It's just too deeply into the person's body. One thought I had, Ron, when you were saying there might be more clearings you could do, would be the colors on people's skin. Because you couldn't do designs because there are millions of them. No two people really have the same designs. But you could do the certain colors.
Yeah, maybe we could put up a website, on the website, a clearing to have that release, and you could fill in the color or something. I don't know.
Okay.
It's not going to have the tattoo go away, but we're looking at it, getting rid of the energy that's on the tattoo, put it that way.
And the cords, to the color red, and the cords to the yellow and all that.
Yeah, so we'll just see if this is a viable thing to put on the website. I don't know. So back to you.
Okay, someone wrote in, I have no tattoos, Ron, but it really affected me. Strong energy coming off me on each part you released. Interesting. I guess I had better do the soul family clearing, which I have been afraid to do. I have fears that I will no longer be loved. Thank you. So that's two things in one there.
Yeah, well, your soul family doesn't really love you. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, it's probably the worst thing you could have is be hooked up to your soul family, because that's where your spirit graciously volunteers to self-sabotage you, because no one else in your soul family wants to do a particular situation. So, you know, that's why people like to get out of that soul family. That's why we have the clearing on the website, to help you get released from their mind control. So, back to you.
Okay. Let me just, we got a few emails just in right now. And I want to just see if they're about the tattoo removal. Be fun to hear from someone who actually has a tattoo. Okay. And how they felt. Oh, someone has a suggestion. Oh, this is an excellent idea. The signs and symbols clearing, which is a whole life clearing, would help with tattoos.
Yeah, that would. Good. Now I don't have to put one up.
There you go.
Yep, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's great. Yeah. There is a really nice gentleman who had the lightship insignia tattooed onto his arm, his forearm. And it looks beautiful. And, yeah, there's a lot of energy coming off of that. So he's definitely connected. He won't get lost. So mm-hmm. Back to you.
Well, that's another thing. It attracts attention, right, and possibly judgments, even if it's a nice one. Oh, what a nice tattoo that gal has. It's still someone's looking at you and passing judgment, right?
Yeah, very possible. Yep.
You're attracting attention. We have a request, Ron, which we do this a lot on Friday nights, if you would like. Would you like to clear us of some orbs?
Okay, so here goes. Get rid of aliens that are connected to you. They normally attach to your skin. So I'll do four colors of the orbs. That's how we do this clearing. Because there are different frequencies, so we just use colors. So what color should we do first, Dan?
Well, this person requested gray.
Gray, first. Okay, here we go. Releasing gray orbs if you have any attached to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
How about, I was thinking, since we talked about businessmen before, how about black? Then white, then navy blue.
Okay, so we'll do black first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that was, okay, black, so we'll do white. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then navy blue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay. Another listener suggestion about tattoos. The people with tattoos who are older have droopy skin, and the tattoo changes as it ages. Suggest the skin auric clearing would help.
Okay.
I think that's a great suggestion. Okay. And, okay, on another subject here. Well, not really. I guess it ties in. I haven't read this whole thing. About the body shrink wrap, which is... a process Ron suggests that we do for ourselves, And it is also an option on the crown chakra clearing. So you can click that button and help your body to shrink wrap its energy on there as well. That's a really wonderful healing. So, hi, Ron. I recently decided to run the body shrink wrap before I went out of the house for my weekly food shop. It is extremely rare for me to touch other people, but I thought I would try it, as I always feel drained of energy when I go out of my house. I noticed that once I got home, I still had lots of energy and did not feel exhausted as I usually do. I am guessing that somehow people around me were managing to drain me of my life force without touching me. Thanks very much for this clearing. It is a great way to keep my energy.
Great, yeah. So if you're listening, all you do is tell your body and possibly your spirit. Either way would work. You just want to have your energy that you're emitting. So we could call it your auric field. And you want that to be right onto your skin. So you don't want to emit anything. And by doing so, then people could see you as maybe being invisible. But mainly, you don't have people coming into your auric field where their auric field runs with you, you know, because maybe they're 3-4 feet away. If you had some dowsing rods and you wanted to check your auric field the way it normally would be, I think most people are going to be in the vicinity probably of 6 feet around the body. So when you bring it into yourself, instantly you don't have that. So if you have a couple people walking, in a sense, side by side, you're both going to be in each other's auric field, and you're going to have an exchange of energy, which you will know nothing about. You could feel drained. You know, somebody really needs energy, but there's also probably the process where you could have alien critters jumping from you to another one, too, you know, as they're wanting to infest you with, you know, their particular energy. So it gets kind of a little sci-fi here. But by doing the shrink wrap, you're much safer. And you probably won't be having a lot of stuff connecting to you as you're doing your shopping and moving around. So back to you.
Okay, wow. Yes, thank you, Ron. I want to, this show is just, the time is going by so quickly. And I want to talk more about what is going on tomorrow. Ron, there's a beautiful flyer that went out. If you didn't get that for any reason and you would like to see it, just send your request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll forward it out to you after the show tonight. But I just want to make sure everyone is aware that tomorrow at 1 p.m., Ron is doing the beginning of really what's a double session this Saturday and the following Saturday, February 24th. And I want to read the description so everybody's aware of what's going on. It's 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to last for 2 hours. And the first one is titled Skeletal Tune-Up. The second one is Joints, Cartilage, Ligaments, Tendons Tune-Up. So, during this healing call, drinking water will be infused with rejuvenating living light energy specifically for your personal healing needs. Be sure to prepare ahead of time 5 bottles of drinking water. We discussed that earlier, just enough that you can drink it before midnight tomorrow. Healing light codes will be infused into these water bottles specifically for your healing needs. You can be on this call as a registered absentee. At the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com, you'll see a link to it. You just click on that, and it takes you to PayPal, and you'll pay the $40, and it brings you back to the website with the phone and PIN number, and you will also receive an email with the phone and PIN number. And if you have any problems or questions, you can write to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and our administrator will check that tomorrow. Or you can write to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So here's a little more. I'm going to read from this flyer so that everyone really understands what's going to happen tomorrow. The following protocol changes will take place in order that each person may experience the new Earth energy more fully. Oh, okay. All calls, this is the procedure. All calls will begin by playing the 12 source energies to enhance the healing experience. Enjoy listening to the 12 source energies until Ron comes on the call. Even though the automatic receptionist tells you to announce yourself when you come on the call, do not announce yourself. Ron already knows who is registered. Ron will no longer be taking roll calls since it is not needed. Know that you are automatically included on the calls the moment you register for the session. If you have decided to attend all or part of the session as absentee, you do not need to give Ron notice of this fact. Know that you are automatically attending as an absentee attendees. And then, of course, there's a lovely description of Ron on here, which is also on Ron's website. Anything else you want to add, Ron, that I may have left out for people to be aware of tomorrow?
No, I think you covered all of it. Just come on the call and have some fun. We'll be working with your skeleton, and you'll also be able to input as we work, putting energies into you to balance out your skeleton, we'll say. You'll be able to have time to input if you have a specific problem or not. So it'll be probably a pretty gentle call. It could be longer than 2 hours. I don't know until we get started on it. But I'm sure it'll be 2 hours for sure, maybe 2.5. We'll just see. I don't know, because everything is in the moment when I get on the calls. But it'll be a wonderful call for everybody. We've done this samples of this, a few months ago. So now we're doing the call for that. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, it'll be great. And I've just wanted to add, if this is helpful to other people, that I've more and more been writing down what I'd like the light beings to work on and taping it onto myself. I have a little post-it note. And lately, you've been really stressing to keep asking for our healings out loud during these calls and also commanding that they be integrated into our bodies. So I sort of feel more secure about that I'm, when I have it written down. Do you think that's a good idea, Ron?
Yeah, if that works, so that's great. Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
What happens to a few people, you come into the call and you're hoping to have something worked with, and you are, communicating with the light beings, even though you don't realize that. But some people, come on a call and they want to have certain work done in a certain area, then they fall asleep and they go, oh, rats, I didn't have time to do that, or I couldn't do it because I was sleeping. So people like putting like post-its on them, or they just have a list, and you can put that even, in front of your computer screen, your monitor with the light being up during the call too. So what I will say, if you fall asleep or feel tired or whatever, it's still working with you. So you are having healing work done. And don't feel bad if you fall asleep, because sometimes a lot of people, that happens too. So back to you.
Okay. 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 Looking for more emails to read here. Okay. There we go. Somebody had another suggestion I think is great. In the alien attack page under the alien parasitic life forms, there is inharmonious frequencies and also the harmonic frequency clearing might help. Two terrific ideas.
Yeah, that's great. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that could possibly help with tattoos.
That's what the suggestion is for.
Yeah, so what happens, here's a scenario, right? You have a picture or a drawing of something that you want done, you know, when you go into the tattoo parlor, I guess is what you would call it, you know? And somehow the person can't make it the way you want it to be. And so now you're disappointed because you have this on you and maybe it doesn't look like you wanted it. And the person said they could do it that way. So now every day you get up and you look at it and you're putting bad vibes from your mind into the tattoo and maybe even worse into the person who gave you the tattoo. And now you got this courting going on, battle of the minds, because your tattoo does not satisfy what you wanted to have. So maybe that could help you being disharmonious here. So back to you.
Okay, so we have a request, Ron, to if you would please heal or remove shark energies from this planet.
Shark, like fish?
Yes.
Well, here we go. We'll see what happens. If you were somehow bitten by a shark, maybe this would be more like your soul family and or genetic past lives you may feel this year. So this could be pretty interesting. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. So this is for people who were bitten by a shark that are listening. Back to you, Anne.
Okay. I have another really lovely testimonial, Ron. It's a bit of a long one, but I think it would be really nice for everybody to hear this. I enjoyed it. Good evening. After completing these mental barcode removals, as well as a few other clearings, I've discovered that I am much calmer, more at peace, and more aware of those times when I'm in duality. I finally realize that I have everything I need. My shopping habit has dropped off considerably. This is huge. I don't feel compelled to be busy doing activities all the time. I used to look for things to do, couldn't relax. I no longer feel guilty for relaxing. Though I still judge sometimes, even after the judgment clearing, I don't do it nearly as often. I'm much more aware of doing it, and it doesn't hold the charge it used to. Being aware is most of the battle, and then I just do the mind to heart drop. Because I am not looking for things to do to keep me occupied, I have lots of time. The need to hurry between activities, for example, rushing to get home from work, is a thing of the past. I've even cut back on my hours at my job. I'm not the effect of what's going on around me. There are a lot of things that people around me find important, which I no longer do. I can choose to participate or not without guilt or fear, and I feel absolutely no need to explain myself. I realize that most of my problems are constructs meant to elicit an emotional response. I can handle the problem without having to get all emotional about it. As a result, my swearing is greatly curtailed. I drop fewer F-bombs. Interestingly, on my job as a nurse, there are fewer emergencies which come my way. Other coworkers are placed in and dealing with those stat situations. My daily work is becoming more and more routine, calm, and easy. Part of the mass consciousness is the TGIF and Sunday night anxiety syndromes. For example, the dread of having to go to work. That is becoming more and more a thing of the past for me. My days at work are pretty much the same as my days off. This was completely unexpected, but very nice. On the downside, as Ron warns us, I forget things sometimes. But it's not anything truly important, and I can retrieve it if I think hard enough. All in all, these clearings have given me the peace I always wanted in my life. Thank you, Ron and CLS.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. That's, yeah, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Everybody listening probably has your own way of looking at what the clearings have done for you. Yeah, it's just great. You know, it cuts down your adrenaline flow of trying to go from here to there and maybe get home quicker than normal to go do something else. And you're able to kind of stop and, you know, smell the roses instead of just seeing them go by. So, yeah, it's very nice. So back to you.
Yes, and to be able to maintain peace in a hospital environment is really impressive, and that is so interesting that just things that aren't peaceful aren't coming her way anymore. it reminded me of that sort of mass consciousness of, oh, Sunday night you dread work or school the next morning, and you know, Monday mornings has their own kind of tension. And we used to talk about this. We haven't in a while, but that's, of course, mass consciousness. And a really great way to clear that is on the natal barcode by putting in whatever day of the whatever planet controls that day of the week. And you can just look that up online. And like Sunday is the sun and Monday's moon. That's the only one I really remember on the top of my head. But if you're someone who experiences still some anxiety, say on Monday morning, you can put in, you know, Monday moon, maybe the actual date that it is, morning, and just clear that on the natal barcode. So that might, you know, be helpful to some people because we haven't mentioned that in a while.
Yeah, and if you did have a situation like on Monday, maybe for some reason you had a situation that wasn't very pleasant and it happened like 4 years ago. And now you're bringing forth, without realizing it, that timeline of 4 years ago with the unpleasant situation. So do some timeline crashing on it. So you're not bringing your past into your present reality. That's why we clear the date on the VBS shows, because you're getting off of those other older timelines for the particular day that we're doing. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. A quick question here, Ron. Should the spirit barcode be done more often or more added?
Typically not. I would think that, you know, probably 90% of the people or more, you know, only have, you know, maybe one or two of those probably. Just by doing the clearing should be fine. I think it'd be very unusual to get a lot of spirit barcodes. Plus, once you do it once, the light ship has you, so I wouldn't worry about that too much. Even if they did add one to you, it would not have any effect on you. So just do the clearing, spirit barcode, and you're good to go. Good to leave here when you... if you're not here, so if you're not living here, let's put it that way, and, you know, life still goes on and ascension hasn't happened, so you're out of here. So back to you. Then you go into quarantine, and you wait for the ascension process.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. Okay, so someone wrote in to say they did the advanced timeline crash on a famous pop singer who apparently they televised his autopsy. I was unaware of this. I don't want to, you know, go into too many details. So I feel like I got to say, not in my world. Thank you, Ron.
Great.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, that's pretty disturbing. but great idea. We have a request. Can we do a healing for the thyroid tonight?
Okay, so here we go. We'll count to 20 to see if we can lose some energy for you to put your thyroid back into balance. It'll work, you know, this will work, but I can't guarantee it'll fix your problems, but it will be, you know, a step in the right direction. So here we go. And if you do have this condition, you may want to get into the either the special clearing or probably, you know, the body jumpstart. So here we go. That's a bundle, body jumpstart bundle. So thyroid energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay. See if we have... Okay, somebody wrote in, I read the Bible recently and came across a very interesting quote in Timothy. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, and do not share in the sins of others. It backs up Ron's warning about doing healing work for others. A friend of mine is now very ill, having done healing work all his life. There is also a passage about two Jewish healers casually doing exorcism of demons from others, and then they get attacked and beaten up. Like, who are you to be doing that?
Yeah, that's what can happen.
So the Bible is giving some good warnings there.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, there's a gentleman out there who has been on the circuit for quite a while. I really can't give his name. But he, you know, when I saw him once in person, years and years ago when he came to, Mount Shasta. And, anyway, he seemed nice and he was speaking, you know, I think he was working with the, oh boy, was it Arcturians, I believe, or the Palladians? I'm not sure. But he has a P on his website. So anyway, but I heard from somebody, not investigating this myself, but his first name is Sheldon. I can say that, I guess. And it's just very sad for, I guess it's sad for me to look at him because he had this great connection with this alien group. And they are not taking care of him. So anyway, he has a back condition, and promoting this group for, you know, I don't know how long for him, may have been 30, 40 years or something. So the way it is that the aliens normally just kill the ground crew. Because I heard from some person that he's maybe bedridden with the back problem, that's probably very painful. And, the group that he was working, I'll say working for, not probably with, but for, doesn't really care because they have the technology to fix him. So whatever reason, that's why I say these people that work for whatever, you know, as the ground crew, the aliens don't care after they use you up. You know, they'll just spit you out and could care less about your condition. So anyway, that's kind of what I'll say about that. And you may know somebody yourself in that similar situation. He's a wonderful healer or whatever, and you know, they were channeling something. And at the end of what they're doing, they just want to, you know, let you go on your merry way with your physical problems, and they could care less about you, and they dump you. And you wonder kind of like, how come? You know, what's happening here? Well, they just don't care. So back to you.
Well, Ron, it is already 5 after, so it's time to say goodnight and do the mind to heart drop. In addition to tomorrow's healing call at 1 p.m., Ron has another radio show tomorrow evening at the same time on BBS Radio Station 2 at 7 p.m., and that will include a visit to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. So I hope everyone can join Ron tomorrow night.
Hey, everybody, it's time for our Mind to Heart Drop, and this you should be doing maybe every hour if you can to stay peaceful. And if you do it a lot, and get a day planner. So here we go. You want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. If you've been doing this for a couple weeks, then 3, 2, 1, you know, should do it for you, you know, easily. But for the newbies, we'll count always from 10 to 1. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Everyone, blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank you, listeners. Good night, everybody.